From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The U.S. military is offering to help BP try to stop the flow of oil into the Gulf of Mexico from that damaged well off Louisiana. And BP's chief operating officer says that's fine with him.
We're applying absolutely the best science we know. We welcome the helps of the government. So actually, we're not interested in where the idea comes from. What we're interested in is how do we stop this flow and how do we stop it now?
BP's Doug Suttle speaking to NBC's Today Show. The U.S. Coast Guard says five times as much oil as first believed is spilling into the Gulf. That amounts to 5,000 barrels a day, not 1,000. Stronger earnings for ExxonMobil. The oil giant says first quarter profits jumped 38%. President Obama is getting his wish. Proposed new rules for Wall Street are heading to the Senate floor after Republicans cleared the way for debate to begin. NPR's Audie Cornish reports Democratic leaders are expecting 2 weeks of back and forth on a series of amendments.
Even though bipartisan talks reached an impasse, Republicans say they were able to win some concessions. Tennessee Republican Bob Corker.
You know, we've made progress. We've achieved what we needed to achieve. And I think the caucus is united. Let's go forward and let's debate this bill and let's have an open amendment process and let's try to end up with a good product.
Formal debate on the Wall Street bill is slated to start this afternoon. The first issue up for discussion will be one of the most controversial aspects of the bill, the provisions related to derivatives. Democrats are proposing that nearly all of that market move to regulated exchanges and that traders be required to have more cash on hand to back up those contracts. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
President Obama says immigration reform might have to wait a while in Congress. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the president's comments aboard Air Force One.
President Obama has often called for a comprehensive plan to strengthen the border and give people who are in the country illegally a path to citizenship. He talked about that on his three-state tour of the rural Midwest this week. But returning home from that tour last night, he said the goal may not be achievable right now.
So it's a matter of political will. Gone through a very tough year, and I've been working Congress pretty hard. So I know there may not be an appetite immediately to dive into another controversial issue. There's still work that has to be done on energy.
He said the politics of this are difficult, and midterm elections are coming up. But he said he doesn't want to do something just for the sake of politics without solving the problem. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Efforts are underway to rescue two coal miners trapped underground in Kentucky. A union spokesman says a ceiling collapsed at the Dotiki mine near Providence early this morning. On Wall Street, stocks are higher this morning. At last check, the Dow up 61 points. This is NPR News from Washington. For the second week in a row, jobless claims have fallen in the U.S. The Labor Department says first-time claims for unemployment benefits dropped by 11,000. The level of 448,000 is the lowest in about a month. Pakistan's Taliban chief is now believed to have survived a U.S. drone attack. That's according to a Pakistani intelligence official. But as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad, he's no longer thought to be the unchallenged leader of the militant group.
A senior Pakistani intelligence official speaking on condition of anonymity said that Hakimullah Massoud has beat enormous odds. It's a miracle anyone could have survived the attack, he said, adding, Hakimullah did. The revelations contradict earlier reports that Massoud perished in a U.S. drone strike in mid-January. If Hakimullah Massoud has escaped, it would be a setback for the CIA. The agency intensified efforts to kill the brash young Taliban leader after he appeared in a video alongside an al-Qaeda operative who killed seven CIA agents at a base in Afghanistan in late December. The Pakistani intelligence official said while Massoud has survived, he has been sidelined. However, Pakistan's army spokesman expressed caution when asked to confirm Hakimullah Massoud's fate. He said, there's no credible evidence to clear up the ambiguity. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Legal challenges are expected to the nation's first offshore wind farm approved off the coast of Massachusetts. It calls for 130 windmills, each more than 400 feet tall, a few miles off Cape Cod. Environmental groups, residents, and at least two Native American tribes are promising court action. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.